This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
There's stories on our radar, but, you know, there's just not any room anywhere else in the show today. So we've decided to put them together in a little segment we like to call The Ramble.
Okay, a judge in Georgia ruled that taping shut a kid's mouth is not a crime. So all you kids, remember that the next time you mouth off. Last week, a staff member at the Compton Elementary School, it's an after-school program, he taped shut the mouth of a talkative 10-year-old kid using duct tape. The teacher told the kid, who remains unnamed, if you can sit there for 5 minutes with your mouth duct taped, then you can play the game. Well then, the director of the public safety for county schools went to a magistrate to determine, well, is this really a crime? They said nope. They did say it was inappropriate, however, and the staffer no longer works at the school.
You know, that should be filed under the Alec Baldwin phone message left for his kid, which is totally inappropriate, totally not okay. As a parent, some small part of your brain can understand a little bit of the motivation. Having said that, totally not okay. We've got some news out as far as which Republican presidential candidates have brought in which amounts of money. This quarter's Republican fundraising totals are in. Rudy Giuliani, Mitt Romney are the big money makers in the presidential field. Giuliani has raised more than $11 million. Mitt Romney has $10 million. He also gave himself a personal loan of $8.5 million.
Nice when you can do that.
Which is always nice.
Oh, can you get to the headline for me on this one?
Okay. Fred Thompson has $9.3 million. McCain not doing so hot with $6 million. But, yeah, the big surprise, Ron Paul, Texas congressman, perennial outsider. He's right behind John McCain. He's got $5 million.
That, you know what? The internets, they work. Ron Paul. Hey, the Ig Nobel Awards, 10 Ig Nobel Prizes were awarded on Thursday night. You know, they honor the odd, although often legitimate scientific achievements. Some of the winners, researchers in Argentina conducted a jet lag study which found that hamsters given Viagra need 50% less time to recover from a six-hour flight. A professor at Cornell says Americans judge satiety with our eyes, not our stomach. He had an experiment where it was an endless bowl of soup, and people just kept on eating 73% more soup. The bowl just kept filling up.
This is why the Olive Garden is in business.
Oh, yes. And Spanish scientists who found that rats sometimes could not distinguish between Japanese spoken backwards and Dutch spoken backwards. Someone research that. We'll have a link to all the winners at our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park.
So how would this be for your day as a judge? You've got a bunch of boring kind of litigation lined up for the day, and some guy named Calvin Brodus is on the list. And anyway, he shows up, and it's Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
This happened when Snoop was in Superior Court. He was in front of Judge Helen Bendix, and here's what she said. Now I realize who we're talking about here. I didn't recognize the non-professional name, so to speak. The judge was hearing a lawsuit brought by Snoop against his former record label. He was suing them, saying the label owes him $2 million for some licensing thing. The judge now has called the case very interesting.
Mr. Dog goes to court.
Why don't we have – do we have any Snoop Dogg back there?
That we can play.
Monday show, all Snoop Dogg for the music bumps, please. All right, that is The Ramble for this Friday.